Good morning. It's time for our prayer time get together. This is the Friday before Memorial Day, so it's Memorial Day weekend here in the United States of America. For those of you listening on internet and you're outside the confines of the United States, you don't know our holiday system here. Memorial Day, which is a day to memorialize those that have died in combat, those that have died in the military service of this nation. It was set for the 30th of May, and that is the traditional Memorial Day. However, several years ago, the politicians got this wild idea that they could do better than having things on their proper days by moving things to the nearest or to a Monday of the week in which the holiday was in. Proverbs 15:24, the way of life is above to the wise, that he may depart from hell beneath. Now we have, through the view of Scripture, that hell is beneath us and heaven is above us. And the way of life is above to the wise, that he may depart from hell beneath. Proverbs 15:24. The person who's gained knowledge through study, diligent study, and wisdom through counsel and life experience has the substance for saving faith and right living in Jesus Christ. When a person diligently observes and walks in correctness, their choices and decisions guides and directs them on an upward course and away from the lust, desires, and temptations of the flesh and the world. The farther they travel on the upward path, the more distance they put between them and the world and hell beneath. The person who is diligent to store their treasures in heaven after they have come to faith in Jesus Christ, and they're diligent to keep their attention and affection on heavenly things, will enjoy the blessing of moving upward toward heaven and away from the world with all its hellish allurements and enticements. The person will escape the pain and heartache suffered by those who fall to the enticement of the world and the flesh. The way of success, without question, on the earthly journey, is to keep your mind and heart focused on heaven and on heavenly things. And there's no question about it. That's exactly what we're supposed to be doing. And yet there are those that do not see that and do not follow through. Let's go to Proverbs 15:25. The Lord will destroy the house of the proud, but he will establish the border of the widow. You see, God's action toward the possessions of the proud are different than they are toward the humble. And the widow is presented in Scripture as being one of the most humble people because they had no resources. The person who thinks they're self-sufficient will proudly stand in defiance against God, thinking they've accomplished and accumulated in their own wisdom and strength all that they have. Although they may prosper for and rise to great wealth and power, in time, God will disrupt and destroy all that they've done. Whether it be through the demise of their descendants or their wealth and power, their heritage will come to destruction. In contrast, God is careful to protect and provide for the widow. And as I said, the widow represents the humble and honest, poor person. A widow in that day and age could not provide for themselves, couldn't protect themselves against those who would seek to destroy them. They were without any benefactor. And so these widows then would represent the most humble, honest, and poor person. Although the poor and vulnerable may struggle, although they may falter, over time, God establishes their lineage and their heritage. God clearly states his intention to provide and protect the widows and the orphans being, like the widows, those that cannot help themselves. God has said over and over in Scripture that he will provide and protect widows and orphans. We need God's help for us to understand the danger and destruction of pride and the blessing and benefit of humility and honesty. Proverbs 15:25, the Lord will destroy the house of the proud, but he will establish the border of the widow. Again, remember that, understand that. You're not to be proud of what you have. You're to be thankful for what God has provided for you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word that's been presented to our ears and our eyes today. We thank you that we are in your care, in your love, in the hollow of your very hand. We thank you for salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord, and we thank you for the Holy Spirit indwelling within us. God, the Holy Spirit, guiding us, empowering us, comforting us. We thank you. And here this morning, on this Friday morning, we say thank you for bringing us together with these of like precious faith who are approaching boldly the throne of God in heaven. Thank you that we can do so through the name and the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you for loving us beyond measure and without end. Lord, this weekend brings opportunity upon opportunity for presenting the Word. We have great opportunity to do so, and I pray, Lord, that we will do so. I pray for the pastors and the assistant pastors and associate pastors, these teachers, these evangelists, these deacons, these elders that are all standing in various pulpits, in various locations, various places this weekend. And I ask you, Lord, to bless them as they proclaim your word, and bless your word to the hearts of those to whom it has been and will be proclaimed. I pray, Lord, for your special blessing upon these messengers of the gospel. And Lord, I pray that you would buttress and assist and hold up and encourage each and every minister of your word as they stand to proclaim the truth. And Lord, then on the flip side of that, I would ask you to shut every mouth of the naysayers, of those that do not believe your word, that those of those who do not believe the truth, I pray that you'll shut their mouth, that you'll keep them from blaspheming your holy name, that you, Father, will make them a laughingstock. And Father, to the very fact of the fact that you are in charge, Lord, that's your business. You'll do it the way you want to. You have a wonderful sense of humor and a wonderful sense of timing. You sure bring me up short at times when I'm being something I shouldn't be. And Lord, I know you'll do it to others as well. And I thank you for that. And I thank you for showing me what I need to be doing from time to time when I get out of line. I love you, Lord. I want to do better. I want to be better. I want to be what you'd want me to be. And so, Lord, we ask for your provision for this ministry and for each of us. And we thank you. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.